God, I wish you could see that down there sometime, Dan. It's a marvel down there. I was very fortunate. I was hauling BMWs, and I carried the Z3 and a couple other cars down there and farmed a test on the test tracks. And one of the drivers that, he does a lot of the driving down there, he let me tootle around one of the courses. I didn't go too fast on it. And then they put me over there on that skid pad, and they set up some cones, you know. They want you to serpentine them, you know, go back and forth around those cones. And, yeah, like I said, you'd be driving along there just fine. Next thing you know, you don't know where the thing's going. I don't know what they put on them surfaces, but it makes it slick. But I was very fortunate. I got to go down and see a couple of two. Well, I got to see three other tracks anyway. And I got to talk with the drivers. And, of course, I carried the cars down there for the BMW people. And, of course, the drivers down there, they drove them as well. But I enjoyed my time going down there playing with on the test tracks and things.
Boy, that'd be a treat there. That'd be a treat. I'd love that. And that would be a real treat right there to get to run around that track a couple of times. Just I would love just to be able to see, just to watch them, you know, run around the track and see kind of what they do and all. Because I'm sure they do all kind of tests and everything. And they were one of our drivers. One of our drivers said he went down there one time to pick a car up. They sent him down there to pick a car up and said he got the security gate there and told him he couldn't pick the car up. He had the paperwork there to say what kind of car it was. And he said, well, that's it right over there. But he said, I don't think you want to try to drive it back home. He said, I think we're going to have to buy that one from you. He said that car was last all day. He said they rolled it about three times out there somewhere, and it was really tore up. Over
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB4 FEE, Mr. Dan. Well, Dan, I'm sure accidents happen like that. I don't think they happen that often, but you know, anything can go wrong, especially if you get out there on. Well, they got one high-speed track out. Like I said, you don't have to turn the steering wheel. You're just going down through there long straight, and all of a sudden you hit that embankment, and it turns the car for you. it was amazing. A guy told me, I didn't drive that one, but I rode with him, and he said, I can't let it get below 55, because if it does, it'll slide down the embankment. So I said, well, run it on up there a little bit. I don't want to slide anywhere. And he was laughing at me, and he didn't think I would enjoy that, but I did. But that's one of those experiences that happen once in a lifetime, I guess, Dan. But I hate that vehicle got all tore up, and your buddy went down there to pick up. What they do, call him a wrecker or something to get it hauled back?
Well, how they handle all that, but somehow or another the companies get together and settle on it. And I know the car was insured too, so that's just par for the course. I mean, you when you rent something out, you can expect anything. So you know, they got all the bases covered. And anyway, they'll send a roll back down there after it. And take it to the junkyard, or either depending on maybe the rebuildability of it, they might take it to the auction yard and let some of these boys buy it and rebuild it there.
Well, I'd like to do that. I don't have that much time. Well, I don't have the resources either, to be honest with you. You know, because you can get into some money restoring one like that, but I don't blame them. You know, if they can get a dollar out, I just get the money and run.
I guarantee it. And, but we, I guess we're lucky. You know, we don't bend up too many. I've been doing this for 19 years, and I've had two little skirmishes, and I got in the back end of the Fiat over at that Heron Circle over in Spartanburg. Lady started off, just sitting there, she waiting on traffic coming around the circle. And she started taking off, and about the time she took off, a car come around both of us, and it scared her. She slammed on brakes just as I was looking back to be sure nothing else wasn't coming. So I wasn't going for about 3 miles an hour. But I tagged her in the back end. It might hold back in a little Fiat and go ahead and think like a beer can, you know, anyway. So didn't take much. And but then we got rear-ended over there on 85 one day. And that stop and go traffic. Some kid run up behind us, run the back of us, and knocked me into the car in front of me. And so that it did a little damage on that car that we was in. And on his car, the lady that I bumped in the front of her, it damaged hers, I guess, a little bit, but not that much. And nobody got hurt. That was the main thing, Earl.
You're absolutely right. You know, nobody got hurt, and that's the main thing. You know, Dan, I've told people lots of times on different occasions, I don't worry about the equipment, you know, if it's a truck or a car or... it don't matter what it is, it can be replaced. The people can't. And so, you know, as long as nobody got hurt, that's my main concern. But I did not realize that you had been doing that for 19 years. Golly, time flies when you're having fun.
Time absolutely does fly when you're having fun. I get things back and I said, well, gee, where did the time go? Because, if I had thought I was going to be doing that for 19 years, I'd probably been doing something different, Darrell.
I don't doubt that a bit in the world, Dan. you was talking about 19 years. I just happened to look up, you know, at my ham license up there on the wall. Next year will be 20 years. I've been a ham. I didn't realize it'd been that long, but... like I said, time flies when you're having fun, but, well, the main thing is, Dan, it gets you out of the house a little bit, and you still enjoy it, and that's the main thing, because if you didn't enjoy it, it'd be a pain to have to get up and go to work in the mornings.
I enjoy the camaraderie with all our drivers. We got a good group of guys, and we all have a lot of fun together, and everybody gets along well. That's the main thing, and, you know, we take our time doing this and doing that, it's a good part-time job. I can't knock it at all. It's one of the best part-time jobs I guess you could ever hope to have. I mean, you don't make no money, but still, you give your credit card to get the gas with, and what more can you ask for? You're on the clock, so. You know, they don't ask you to get out there and speed and be in no big hurry and get yourself in trouble or anything like that. They just want you to do everything in a timely manner, so to speak. And, you know, not waste time, but you don't have to rush either, if you know what I mean, though.
Hey, man, that's a good thing. And, you know, they don't mind if you stop, take a break, and, you know, get you something to eat and that sort of thing. But, you know, they know you got to... you know, you got to get it from point A to point B and then get one and go back to where you started from before the day's end. So it all works out pretty well, I think, and all things considered. But that's a pretty good deal. You know, it gets you out of the house. You're not sitting in an office or you're not doing the same thing. Well, you're doing kind of the same thing, but you're in a different vehicle every day. But you go in different places, and that's the thing that I always liked the best there when I was driving there, Dan. You know, you get out there and you're doing the same thing that you did yesterday, but you're not going to the same place. So that makes a whole big difference.
We get to keep up with all the landscape changes, too, if you know what I mean, all the building going on around the state and everywhere. We make some runs, you know, once in a while. We still got runs out of our office that goes to Myrtle Beach and and Charleston, Savannah, different places like that every week. But we opted for the local. I got kind of burnt out on the long trips, but once in a while we'll catch one down to Columbia, catch one out to Darlington to the auction yard out there or somewhere, you know, and that's all right. I can handle a day once in a while. But don't want to do it every time. But like some of the guys really enjoy the long trips, and that's good. So that's what they want. They don't want to do local for some reason anyway. But we kind of enjoy it. It's just what you get used to, I think, Darrell.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB4FEE. Well, Dan, you're absolutely right. I always enjoyed. I enjoyed the longer runs, you know, where it takes me a little while longer to get there. But, I guess it's a mental thing, you know, as if I run local, I got to move five cars. And if I do this, I ain't got to move but one. So, you know, you feel like you're doing less work, but you're really not. You're driving further, so, you know, the longer you're on the road, the longer you're out there. Something could happen, right?
That's exactly right, So these short trips gives you a little break too. You know, we'll run out to Donaldson Air Force Base out there and back a few times, and two or three times during the day, and several other places. We go to a lot of the dealers and take cars that's got recalls on them, and pick cars up that they've already done the recall on. So we're moving cars all over the place, and so you get to see a lot. And we've been in towns that I've only read about in the news and heard about on TV on the news, and then we'll go through one of these little spots in the road once in a while and say, hey man, look at here, we can say we've been here. So it's a crazy thing, but it is a lot of fun there.
That's the way it was when I drove a truck. You know, I've been in a lot of these towns, been through them. That didn't stop. You know, I went through the town or went by the exit for the town or something of that nature. But I've been in a lot of places and a lot that I won't ever see again, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I understand. And but it's like I say, it's a good part time job. They want us to work at least 2 days a week if we possibly can, at least 2 days a week. And then hours vary during the day. If you get your list finished and get done, if you haven't got anything else to do, well, you can go. And if you need off early, all you got to do is let the man know that morning when you go in, hey, I got to be off today at 2 o'clock. I got to be off at 3 o'clock. No problem. If you need to switch days, now we have, like I work Tuesdays and Thursdays most of the time. But if something comes up, I need to switch a day, all I got to do is let him know. And everything works. That's just the way everything works, Errol.
That's pretty fantastic right there. There's a lot of employers that won't work with you like that. But I'm glad that it works out for you and the other guys out there that you work with. You know, anytime that, I was kind of that way when I was working. Me and the boss man got along real well. This was back when Joy was working. I went in and told him, I said, boss, I won't be here a week after next. And he said, you taking vacation? I said, no, I'm just taking off. He said, oh, okay, where are you going? I said, well, Joy wants me to go somewhere with her. And he'd sort of laugh about it, but I gave him a week's notice or, 2 weeks' notice as best I could. But he always worked with me, and I really appreciated that. And, it made me want to go to work there more so than it would have if he wouldn't have worked with me at all.
You got to have a good working rapport with everybody, and especially with the people in charge. I think if you respect them and all, they respect you, and they work with you, I think, as much as they can. And especially if you give them a head notice, a week or so, and a heads up so they can get things arranged. And it works out real good there, over.
And like I said, if you go in and you talk to your boss and tell him you need to get off of it, well, you know, he can work things around and make it happen. So that's always good. It sure does make it a lot easier for you to say, okay, well, I'll be back, my next scheduled day, I'll be here on time. And he knows he can depend on you, and you can depend on him, Errol.
Roger. Well, Gary, I've enjoyed it. I'm going to get out of here. I don't know if you got anybody else on rate you tonight or not, but I guess we better let somebody else talk, too, and let you pick up some more people there. So you take care. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we're going to get together one of these days. I promise you, one of these days we're going to get together. But you take care, and we'll talk to you again before too long there. And if not before Thanksgiving, I hope y'all have a real nice Thanksgiving, real happy Thanksgiving, Harold.
Well, the same to you and Joan there, Dan, and I'm looking forward to us getting together one of these days, and hopefully we can do it soon. I don't know with all the holidays coming up, that might throw a monkey wrench into the works, but hope you and Joan have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully I'll talk to you again before then. You take care, and be safe out there on the roads, and enjoy it there, Dan, as always. Look forward to doing it again. Talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, Jerry Mobile and Landrum.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4JBM. Mr. Jerry, he's mobile up there in Landrum tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anybody else who would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. Does that sound like it's about going to wrap it up this evening? Appreciate all you fine folks that checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. If not, we'll have somebody else in there, but I think Matt will be here. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 73 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there at Radio Land. Y'all were the ones that make the net. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have a net. We wouldn't have anybody to check in or anybody to talk to or nothing else. Come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.